The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
I am keen to talk to Mr. Ross O'Keeney this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
And what part of the world are you in?
I'm in Donegal Town in Donegal.
Big day today?
Yeah, big day.
Tell me what it is.
17th birthday today.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you can listen to Janice Ian later on. Ask your mum about that reference. And let me ask you about Friday night. You were watching the Late Late Show. And we were talking about, we raised some money for the Irish Cancer Society. And by we, I mean you, the Irish people did. But tell me about sitting with your mum to watch the programme. Give me an explanation of what you were doing.
So me and mum were just down watching the Late Late Show, and I just came up with the idea to start a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society, and I started it and kicked off from there, basically.
And was it, when you were watching the show, was the show heavy going for you, or did you find yourself
No, the show was good, yeah. We could relate to a lot of it from all the stories and all the people that are on. We found it great.
And tell me about your story and your relationship to the story.
Well, at the start of January, my dad passed away from cancer, and then a couple of days later, my granddad passed away from cancer as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. And January, what are we on now? It's only March, so that's very recent. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, lots of support from people around me, so yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay. What does lots of support mean, Ross? What are people doing?
They're just being there for you when you need them, and just there to talk to, and they're... Yeah, they're good.
They're being good for you. And
yeah.
And how's your mum doing?
Yeah, mum's doing good. Yeah, she's fine. Yeah.
Okay, good on her. So you were watching the show and you decided to do something. What did you do?
I started a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society.
And how much did you set your goal for, your initial goal, target?
Initially, I was going to put €150, but then mum said, sir, just put up to 200 and see how you do. And I'm at 18 grand now.
So you thought maybe 200. Your mother was a little more ambitious and said go a bit higher. So
yeah.
When you went to bed on Friday, how much had you got on? How much had you raised?
About 1.5 grand.
1,500, and then you woke up on Saturday, and it was what?
Close to €5,000.
And today is Tuesday, and it's at how much?
€18,900.
So just shy of €20,000. That is
remarkable. Yeah.
Why? What happened? I mean, why were you thinking just €200, which is a lot of money, but why were you thinking that?
I didn't really think I would raise so much, to be honest. I didn't really expect this at all.
Yeah, sure. And why do you think people responded so generously?
I just thought it was a really good cause, and that I just gave them a platform to donate. And they took advantage of it, and now we're flying.
Okay. Is your mum there?
Yeah, mum's here.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah, you can talk to her, yeah.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, you weren't expecting to talk to me, I know that, but I just...
No, I wasn't.
What's
That's not fair.
I know it's not fair, but I just...
I'm only joking.
I know, I couldn't not, because you're Breege, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Well,
it's nice
to talk to you, Breege. And I'm sorry, condolences to you on the loss of your husband.
Thank you, yeah.
That is such a gorgeous thing that Ross did.
Yeah, it was pretty much himself. Like, you know, we hadn't discussed it previously. So, yeah, well, you see, we've experienced, obviously, a lot of support and help from the Irish Cancer Society, with Dad and with Granddad and other family members, you know. So, yeah, it would be a charity that would be very close to our hearts here in this family, you know. So, Ross did really well. And it's the generosity of all the people in the public and everybody that liked and shared the post that made it as it is, you know, today. So, yeah, we're very happy with that, you know.
It's a lot of money. I mean, you're... As I say, just shy of €20,000. Can I ask you about Ronan?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Tell me about a little bit about him.
Well, Ronan, he was an advanced paramedic with the ambulance service. He loved his job. He loved looking after people, and he was all into that. And 2019, he was diagnosed with a brain tumour, and that was April 2019. And yeah, he had surgery, treatment and everything, but unfortunately, it didn't it didn't work out for Ronan, yeah. You know, so, yeah.
Can I ask you how old he was?
He was 52.
Okay, desperately young. And you've got Ross there, who's 17 today.
Yeah.
That's a big day for you, given that Ronan passed away so recently.
Yeah. We were all very close, you know what I mean? Ross and his dad and everything, of course. It is. But sure, like, what do? You just have to do what you have to do, I guess, and try and manage to keep going forward.
No,
you know?
I appreciate that. Yeah. And do you work as well, Bree? Do you mind me asking that?
Yeah, I work. I'm a special needs assistant in a local school in Keelogues, yeah, in Inver. So I'm very happy there, and I've got a great gang of people around me. So it's, it's okay. It's good.
What a gorgeous giving family you are. When you think of Ronan and the ambulance service and you as an SNA, and then look at the next generation coming up the line, Ross just raising nearly 20,000 euro. You know, if you're wondering about Ronan's legacy, look at Ross. Look at the kindness.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a lot of Ronan in Ross. I can definitely see that every day, yeah. So, yeah.
I believe it. You guys need to go for a lovely long walk now, don't you? How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's lovely today. Really nice. And we're right up beside Harvey's Point here, up beside Loess. So we have loads of lovely walks and stuff around. So, yeah, it's good to get out.
I'd say nature is your friend at this time.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is.
You're very kind to talk to us, and congratulations to Ross on raising so much money for such a beautiful cause. And
yeah, thanks, Ryan.
I wish you every happiness, Bridge. Mind yourself, won't you?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you. And to
Ross. Okay, Ryan.
Thank you very much indeed. It's that story really struck me. It came to me, would you believe, by Instagram. Somebody sent it and said, "This, you should check out what this young man has done." And I thought, you know, in a world gone crazy, to do that and to have this awful sadness visited upon him, and yet still to plough on. And if you think about that 20,000 euro and then add to the 3.5, maybe nearly 4 million euro raised by the viewers of The Late Late Show, that there will be very dark and cold nights in November when a night nurse will be making his or her way up a garden path that wouldn't be making their way up that path without that generosity. That's the truth of it. So I think thank you is what I'm trying to say there. It's just gone 9:30.